reductions on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, while Utilities Kingston continues water and sanitary main installations. Drivers may also encounter delays on Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, as crews continue installing new pedestrian crossing signals. Construction continues at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, with roadway and sidewalk repairs, landscaping, and line painting. Paving and road improvements are ongoing on Taylor Kidd Boulevard between Coronation Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Intermittent lane closures also remain in effect on John Counter Boulevard between Portsmouth Avenue and Division Street through July 15th for maintenance work. Cranbrook Street between Lakeview Avenue and Days Road is closed through the end of August for pedestrian improvements. John Street between Montreal Street and Baggett Street remains closed through July 31st for Utilities Kingston water and sanitary service upgrades. Norman Rogers Drive between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Van Order Drive remains closed for roadway rehabilitation and safety improvements. Princess Street remains closed between Frontenac Street and Division Street as part of the city's major reconstruction project. Sydenham Street remains closed between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and traffic calming improvements. And finally, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William remains closed for construction, while Berry Street at Queen remains closed for work at 283 Queen. Now getting into your weather report for the rest of the day, expect a high of 28 degrees with a humidex of 31 under a mix of sun and cloud. There is a 40% chance of showers this afternoon along with a risk of thunderstorm. Northwest winds are coming at 20 kilometers an hour, while the UV index remains very high at 8. Looking ahead to tonight, skies clear and temperatures dip to a pleasant 14 degrees. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next, and I'll catch you at 5 with more local news on Kingston Currents.
Cheers!
Cheers!
And a happy 100th episode of Beat Banter. Come on, y'all.
Come on, happy last episode of Beat Banter.
Guys, this is the last time you'll see us on air. And it's been a journey.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing that? We've been doing this for 2 years, right? Over 2 years.
Yeah, two going on 20.
Yeah.
It's been a really long time.
I'm so glad we did it. Because why did we... I don't even remember when we started. I think it was your idea, right?
It's always my idea, babe. Come on.
Right. I didn't
know. We started like 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
That's crazy.
Guys.
And look how far we've come. We've created the Beat Banter Empire.
We have an empire. Yeah, we're leaving with brand deals, sponsorships,
right.
Prime Video originals coming out.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Off campus too.
Off campus, yeah.
And it's about our life in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Adults.
It's called Adults. Guys, this is crazy. This is a huge celebration. I'm so sad we're going to be leaving, but we're going to have a good time this episode, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go first.
Yeah. Ladies first. Come on.
You know me. I'm going to be playing just a little, like, throwback to our first episode, which was Billy Woods and Metric episode. So, I'm going to be playing a Metric song.
You're playing actually the Billy Woods and Metric collab song that they just released.
Exactly. I'm going to be playing Help, I'm Alive by Metric, and I'm going to be playing Crawl Space by Billy Wood and Kenny Siegel featuring Elucid.
Play him.
summer.
Yeah. This beat sound like 257 black kids hopping off the B-14 bus like a universal circus clown car. Fresh braids, cuts and kicks, truant past burner woods, exposed wrists, great smoke drift, stones and sticks, sure to talk like he's paid to do it. Major, raised within a range of ruins, wakes and viewings, screaming when I will it, come try, kill me out the moon roof. A real goonie goo goo, don't overcook the noodle. Self-described revolutionaries roll abuse, still confuse me. I don't judge, still like my gold ropes dookie. Noose these four seasons, fresh out of reasons to not with you. Tough, I never been really that comfortable. Sun still shine, run tell mine, darkening your threshold. Wages of sin held in escrow. Salt, pepper, ketchup, barbecue sauce, the egg roll. Send a young red bone, lip smack, deep fried in the dead zone. Get back. We sing philosophy and have bone precise findings. I reside inside a big time machine, powered by bones of those who choose to survive by violent means. In plain sight, we're hiding behind the scene.
Whose ways are strange when it's time to survive? Pray on the plane, get off, laugh at God. Shame, but gave him the nod. Game is the game, still slept like a log. There's two versions to the story in mind. A bone poked through, trip balls to which side. You're not growing very large. You're gonna die in his heart. You're gonna die in his heart. It's two versions of the story in mind. A bone poked through, trip balls to which side. You're not growing very large. You're gonna die in his heart. You're gonna die in his heart. Abandoned mansion, squatting basement apartment. Still put on ass, flat nose turnt like your weird garbage. High ceilings, lead paint peeling in gray gardens. Dirty little stones in Antwerp, who heart darkest. Red light district by riverboat, I went the farthest. My methods unsound, tasted all the porridge. Kate slept in the bed, you know she not going back to the forest. His character boorish, bravado, without the courage. Mar-a-Lago hollow, the minute he disgusted, the nerd to be disgusted. This is America, it's not for the weakest stomach. Waiting on Donald Glover outside the Dakota. I'm at the telly waiting for Reagan to show up. Beard had him nervous at the straw purchase. I said it's not like she in a burka, rest assured. These is for regular murder. The news is all murders, state murders. The indictment of public service. Couple lines on former offensive line. Saw the demise, I bookmarked it for later. Doorman direct me to the service elevator. Nah, grin like you did me a favor. Neighbor smiles is all razors though. Eyes is laser, scan the name tag for the day we check your duty papers. State news station said statements outrageous. But can't deny the charm rakish though. Whatever it take to make the playlist. Desperate to get the matrix. My agent an automated recording, and yes, he'll take it. Proceed with caution though. In this climate, you should know my clients overtly racist. Oh, oh.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
You just listened to Help I'm Alive by Metric and Crawl Space by Billy Woods on CFRC Radio.
Mm, bangers.
Two bangers.
Yeah.
Definitely not the same vibe, but you know, we had to do it. I had to bring it back.
Bring it back to the OG. Let's talk about our journey. We started off, we did Artist for Artist.
Yeah, that was our first like...
month.
Foray. Yeah, that was our first month.
And then the people said... Stop.
No more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we just did kind of vibes. And I think the show's all the better for it, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think, honestly, like, the big thing was getting the Rachel Bobbitt interview. Like, I think that opened up the show a little bit, low-key.
That opened up our viewers from, like, 5 to 8. And I think from there, Like,
no, I just mean, like, I think after the interview, I was like, actually, I don't really care. We could just do whatever we want on air. Yeah. It doesn't have to be, like, a structured thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's more fun. We're just kicking it. We're drinking
and
our beers.
And next up, we're getting Drake in the weekend soon.
Yeah, that's gonna be on our. On
that's because we got poached by like a bigger media source, BuzzFeed Media.
Yep. Yeah, we're making BuzzFeed quizzes. Which one are you, Aiden or Sarah? Like,
yeah, it's the Try Guys, but it's those gay people. That's our show.
Those gay people instead of the Try Guys.
Well, the Try Guys is already taken.
Right. What happened with the Try Guys again? That one guy.
That one guy cheated on his wife, his pregnant wife.
Right. Well, I would never do that.
Yeah, because you can never get a girl. The only way. Stop. We can't even get.
Yeah, we can't even talk about this. Yeah, like we listen.
We've come so far.
One day, though, I think the goal is to become like Slushy Noobs level, and we do like a Canada tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we do the same thing. We go to like middle of nowhere towns. Yeah. Like, yeah, we're going to.
And we lose $25,000. Right. It's gonna be really beautiful. We're gonna go to Salt Spring Island, BC.
Right.
And.
And
no,
nobody's gonna show
up. No
one's
gonna be there. But it's like because at that point we're in like deep, deep, deep psychosis,
right?
And it's like a full crowd to us, and that's all that really matters.
And that's all that matters. Yeah, we have each other.
Because we have each other.
Period. Well, why don't you play your next two songs?
Yeah, I'll play my first two songs. I'll play my CanCon. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Rachel Bobbitt, new Rachel Bobbitt singles. There's this one which I'm gonna play called "Where Do You Want to Be," and there's another single also called "Cross." It's really good.
That's the one I heard.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're both really, really good. And then, we know him, we love him. I always say how beautiful he is.
He's so beautiful.
He's
I love
so
his
beautiful.
Hair.
I love his hair. His name's Dill26.
Yes.
Also known as Bratstar's husband, releasing music. So this is West Toronto.
Play him.
Between 15 pints by the liter. I pull up on the TTC, smelling like straight reefer. Walk inside of Michael Collins, buy the pipe dreamer. This $500 bill took a whole lot of teamwork. And when you smoke that Zaw with me, I knew we could make this thing work. Damn, you looking wavy as hell, I think I need some wakeboards. Put it all on red, I take that L and then I take more. I smoke three bowls down, one, 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 I feel like Lonzo. When my ears go deaf, I'm still gonna be from West Toronto. I can't help myself, I'm going on and off the Zaw, bro. It's not the metro. I put the gas inside my lungs, yeah. Like SO. You say you don't usually turn up like this, I can tell, bro. I can see it in your eyes, you usually don't let go. She love if I was burn fry, yeah, she love if I was dead broke. I just can't conceptualize my life, I know where I'm going. Give a ride through the potholes, smoke rings, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I got you all the time, even when I don't want the sun to shine. I won't always be a young man, yeah, but yeah, I'll always be your biggest fan. Again, but I'm better than that. Flip to my jeans, she's dirty again. I feel the Zaw starting to pull me back. I ain't ready to let go of it yet. Oh. I'm here for you. Yeah.
Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental information referral service for all things sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We are located in room 215 of the LaSalle Building at 146 Stewart Street on Queen's University campus. We are open to clients from Queen's, St. Lawrence College, RMC, and the wider Kingston community. We offer sexual health and pleasure products at cost, such as 20-cent condoms and $3 pregnancy tests. Follow us on Instagram at SHRC Kingston for daily hours, center updates, and news about upcoming events.
You just listened to Where Do You Wanna Be by Rachel Bobbitt and West Toronto by Dill26 on CFRC.
Bangers, bro.
Bangers.
Straight bangers, bro. Like.
So we wanted to bring back all the stops. So we brought back Charlie. No, Charlie could make it, actually.
Yeah.
Because Charlie's on tour right now. Because
she fake.
Oh,
she fake.
Okay, just because y'all broke up doesn't mean you gotta be
no,
like
but
that.
It's okay,
we
it's
brought
okay.
back Landon Barker here, so say hi, Landon.
Hey, it's me, Landon. You'll know me from Meet the Barkers. You'll know me from being Travis Barker's son. You'll know me from dating Charli D'Amelio. You know me from Lil Heidi Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm back, y'all.
So,
and I just got off the Youngblood Bloodfest tour.
Yeah. And so what do you have to say about your non-binary allegations?
Honestly, like, I don't even mind, because, like, with all the LGBT going on, it kind of sucks, but, like, you know, it's okay, because, you know, I could look like a guy but be a girl. I could be a girl but like a guy with all the LGBT. So I'm fine with all of it.
That's beautiful. Thanks for coming on. Do you have anything you want to say to the crowd about the last Beat Banter episode?
Yo, Beat Banter, we go way back. I remember when me and Charlie were on and we had Lil Heidi as well. And it's one of my fondest memories, being in Kingston, Ontario, getting to see, you know, the beautiful city, getting to go to Shawarma Dubai.
Yeah.
That was really tight.
Guys, wait, okay. Lennon, can you go in and bring Aiden back in?
Okay, hold on.
Oh my god, Aiden!
Hey, it's me!
Sorry, he had to go.
We're doing like Sesame Street bits. I'm like, I can't do it.
I'm gonna miss Kingston and miss his station. We had such a beautiful station and it was like so nice.
We literally have the best station in Canada, bar.
Guys, if you're listening to this and you've never been to the station, raid the station. Just go in there, break the door down, raid the station.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And if you're listening and you want to do a show, do it. Take our place.
Do it. Yeah.
Just do not
if
call
we
it
can
banter.
Do it, anybody can do it.
Exactly.
Anybody can do it.
Exactly.
Your IQ really doesn't matter if you want to do this show.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I'll play my next next two songs. I'm going to play the new Marcy song. This is my favorite Marcy song of all time.
Yeah, 99
Dimensional.
Beautiful.
I'm also going to be playing this new album by Nerosta Steele. Have you heard this?
No.
It's really good. It's called My Skyscraper, but this song, English Party, it's the opener on the album. It's like really weird, kind of off-kilter, zany dance music. Mm. It's not really even dance. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's really fun, so I'm going to play that.
Play it.
Time. cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
You just listened to 99 Dimensional by Marcy and English Party by Neurosis Deal on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful. Marcy also is a throwback.
Marcy is a throwback. Yeah. That was our second
episode.
Remember
when Marcy was the only Canadian artist you knew?
Y'all, me and Marcy actually go way back. I love that album.
I remember when she commented a heart, bro.
Oh!
Speaking of her commenting a heart, we want to shout out our biggest fans.
We want to comment a heart on all of y'all.
Yeah, comment a heart on all of y'all. All three of you.
All three of you. Well, first of all, let's shout out Gonzo Kitty, the OG.
Gonzo Kitty, the OG.
I hope she's listening. Maybe she's not.
Shout out Chance's wife, who is apparently listens to us and doesn't understand our dynamic.
That's okay.
Yeah, but he said if I wanted to, I could steal her and to not do it. So, guy, if you're listening, I'm here for you.
Right. Well, shout out Chance as well, obviously, for always giving them tech updates.
Yeah.
Come and on. Keeping the station running.
And for always yelling at Aiden and not me. Thank
yeah.
you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you helped me learn. Yeah. You made me grow.
And you help him unlearn.
Right.
Learn his misogynistic ways. And he's still learning. And the journey's never done. The journey's never done.
Well, let's also say thank you to Luke Barry.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we got him into this, so we know how to thank
him.
Yeah,
we showed him Bratstar. We showed him...
We showed him CFRC, low-key.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shout out Eric.
Shout out Eric.
Probably our most, like, dedicated listener.
Yeah, always listening at his blue-collar job. Because right. This show is really for the blue-collar workers.
It's true. That's I mean, really listen, this show is for all the workers of the world, and we all need to unite.
Yeah, it's for all the labor workers and everyone who uses their body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
Everyone who sells their body at work, that's who the show is for.
Right, and that's every job.
And that's every job.
And I'm also gotta shout out Jesse. And actually, he has a special message for us, so yeah. Why don't we play that now?
Let's play my man's message. Come on.
Hi, Sarah. It's Jesse Bell here, program manager at CFRC 101.9 FM. And I think it's fair to say the second most important person in the creation of Beat Banter. Love you guys. Thank you for all the hard work that you've given us, especially you, Sarah. And shout out to, what's his name?
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. And that's a man who stands on business, and that's a man who stands for women's rights and women's wrongs.
Right.
And
that's a man who stands for
when
for no
I see Jesse, I think about that girl who, just like, guys, close your eyes and visualize with me. I think about that girl with two big bear flags, and she goes, "Get behind me, bears, I'll protect you." Like, that's how I feel
right.
when I see Jesse.
Right.
I see myself holding two big bear flags, and I'm saying, "Get behind me, I'll protect you."
Well, much shout out to our favorite bear.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to introduce your next two songs?
Yeah, I'll play my next two songs, which will be a few new songs. The first one is The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by the new Chanel Beads album, which is really, really good. And then also new music that we've been playing the last few episodes, but I really just like this album front to back, Cradle from Feeble Little Horse.
So good. Let's play it.
Show you mercy. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You just listened to The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Channel Beads and Cradle by Feeble Little Horse on CFRC.
Two bangers. Guys, let's talk about movies.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be V-Dance if we didn't talk about movies. We watched Blowout, the Brian De Palma
and John Travolta movie.
Yeah, the John Travolta movie. It was crazy. It's kind of a crazy movie. It's about a guy who
is a Foley artist now.
Yeah, he's a Foley artist and like sound recordist, and he is trying to record sound, and he discovers a politician murder, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kind of Chappaquiddick incident. Like, it's kind of like Succession.
They'll say big words, I don't know.
Oh, right. Right. No, there's a famous thing of this politician who who was drunk and like, you know, at the end of Succession season one, that was actually a real incident that happened. But so it's kind of a Chappaquiddick thing, and the guy dies and he discovers it through listening to his Foley back. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
And he runs it back, and then he did Hairspray after.
Right. And he looked beautiful in that.
It is beautiful. Yeah. That was a good movie. I recently watched Leviticus.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It felt really short, and there's a happy ending. But they did a good job.
Really?
Like, yes, it's a happy ending.
Oh, do they get together, the boys?
Yeah.
And they make out?
Yeah. And I'm glad because I haven't seen, like, Crimson Peak or anything. So I haven't seen whatever that actress's name, the girl who plays in Alice in Wonderland, the Johnny Depp one. She plays the mom in Leviticus.
Oh, yes. Right, really?
And this is the first time I've seen her in a film since Alice in Wonderland. Like, because I haven't. Yeah, I mean, she's meant to be awful in the movie, but...
Oh, right. But like, she's a good actor.
Yeah. I mean, the boys are really good actors, and I haven't seen them in anything else before. I haven't seen Talk to Me. Watch it
Is it
now.
The same guys?
The main guy is the same one from Talk to Me.
Oh, okay. So it is
the other guy... the other guy isn't. He's like, I've never seen him in anything before, and he was really good. I hope he, like, blows up. Like, I swore I had seen him in, like, Descendants or something in the past.
Okay, I don't know. Not Descendants.
I know, but, like...
He was Maleficent.
Maleficent is not Descendants. That's Maleficent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, whatever.
Descendants
What's the difference?
Is Dove That's Disney. Cameron.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Descendants...
Oh, but they're villains, right?
Yes. Yeah. No. Dove Cameron is Maleficent's daughter in Descendants.
Okay, stop mansplaining.
She is the Descendant.
Stop mansplaining to me
One
right
One thing
now.
I'm a mansplain is Descendants. Okay? I'm rotten to the core, rotten to the core.
Okay. Yeah, you see how quiet I got? Let me just talk about one more movie that I saw yesterday. It was called Bigger Than Life. It's this movie from 1956 about a guy who, he's a normal family man who has some, like, chronic pain.
He's a family guy?
He's a family guy. And he gets hooked on, guess what drug? Cortisone. I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing that people, like, struggle with, like, addiction
like,
to cortisone.
To?
Yeah. I didn't know they were prescribing cortisone back in the day, but I guess so. And it ruins his life, and he tries to kill his son.
Oh.
So... it's a fun movie. It's a devastating movie, but it's really good. It's good melodrama. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, that's the last movie segment you'll get from us forever.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. We'll tag our Letterboxd handles in so you can all follow us, all three of you.
Right. Well, should we say it? What's yours? Schmexy Sarah?
Yeah. We'll put it in our Instagram caption.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. I'll play my last two songs of the EP, which are going to be Kissing You by Miranda Cosgrove. They made that song about us. I'm also playing Milk and Honey by Sister Carol. I had to bring it back.
Sparks fly. It's like electricity. I might die when I forget how to breathe. You get closer and there's nowhere in this world I'd rather be. Time stops like everything around me is frozen.
the milk and I am the honey. Me know him long time from when him have no money. So how him fi check said anything funny? I'll be there, darling, don't you worry. What is the meaning of love nowadays? Ha! What is the meaning of love? What is the craze? Ha! From your nose, a master God, you want praise. Nothing I go change, I miss a nothing. Woman should keep her mind in suspense, but not too much until him too tense. Secure yourself with affection defense. Relax yourself and forget. But me said the loving is a thing that is very immense. Provoke your speech, broke up your sentence. I'll make your talk just so, so nonsense. Love me for me and not my dollars and cents. Hear me now, yes. He bought the milk and I am the honey. Me know him long time from winning out the money. How him for check said anything funny? I'll be there, darling, don't you worry. Where your woman, me say, don't you shut him, no, no, no. Me say, take it to the Lord in prayer. If a woman take your man, I me say, don't you stop her, no. Me say, take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, I me say, love God, live God, fear God now. This is not the time of big of us, nor the row. Talk God, think God, hear God now. Remember unto him you did make that vow. Domestic violence is not necessary, but it really have a hold upon the society. Them study arts, science and technology, but you know for use the knowledge figure hurt anybody. Woman be cool just like a lady, and the man will take care of the baby. Keep it together in the family. Yes, this is roots with quality. Every jack of a deal and every deal of a jack. Loving together, me say right from the clock. Now stick together like a stamp to a letter, like a bird of a feather. Love you forever. What is the grace? From you know a master God, you want praise. Nothing I go change, I miss nothing. Woman to keep our mind in suspense, but not too much until it too tense. Secure yourself with affection defense. Relax yourself and forget about pretty. Me say the loving is a thing that is big and immense. Broke your speech, broke off your sentence. I'll make your talk just so, so nonsense. Love me for me and not my dollars and cents. Yeah.
You just listened to Kissing You by Miranda Cosgrove and Milk and Honey by Sister Carol. Probably my favorite Sister Carol.
Beautiful. Bangers.
On CFRC.
I'll just play my next two songs real quick. So I'll play the new FKA Twigs song, which is so good, On Your Mind, featuring Lil Yachty. And then Darien Gap by LT.
Yeah, play it.
With my eyes wide, I see you filthy. Tiptoeing around all your secrets. Everybody else wanna keep you happy. I'll trade it all if you think I need it. At 25, I lost faith in Jesus.
Why would he give me a heart to break it in pieces? Been caught so many times, can't wait my turn. With a hose on my hand, I let you burn.
Feelings missing.
Is it heavy in your heart? Why won't you stop dancing? Is there something?